Hi there, this is Ross Goldberg, and welcome to the Immortal Internet Marketing Podcast. Thank you for listening today. We do truly appreciate you. Now, what we're going to be talking about today is persona-based marketing, whether you should be using them or not, how to implement them, and of course, I'm going to show you an example of a great persona. So, first, why would anyone use a persona in their marketing? Well, except for very, very rare exceptions, normally it's very difficult to be an expert in numerous fields. Exceptions would be Telman Knutson, who he is the face of his ADD business, and he's also the face of his internet marketing business. And he's very good at what he does, and he does both. There are a few others, but really, Telman's the one that always comes to mind when I think of someone who's successful in more than one industry by using his own face and name. So normally what I would recommend is be the face of your core market, but create a persona to be the face in any other, whether it's affiliate marketing or selling different products that are totally different from your main business. For me, my core business is internet marketing, and I actually do have a persona-based business dealing with home and garden. Who that is, the site's not even live yet, so it'd be kind of pointless to share it with you. But will be soon, and I'm excited about it. So the reason that I'm using a persona in my marketing is that I really don't want to be both at once, and I really don't want to be answering questions in both niches for people. How do I make money online, and how do I pick a good mattress? No thank you. So I'm focused on being the face of my internet marketing business, but someone else actually a lot more fun than me is the persona in my niche-based business. The reason I chose the persona that I chose, he's actually a superhero. And it's something that I've been into since I was a child, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really excited about getting that out there. So when choosing your own persona, you should be choosing somebody that will relate to people in your market. And that should be typically, honestly, a female. Females seem to be able to break through in most marketplaces easier than men. So if you're a man, that can pose some difficulty. You may want to choose somebody that you can model. Choose somebody that can be the face of your business for you, and of course, pay them for it. Now, when figuring out the story of this persona, you don't want to base too much on fact or things that people would look for and say, hey, you're not so-and-so, or that's not true, because that makes you look like a jackass, and that's not something anybody wants. What you want to do is tell the important details, why you're an expert, and those should actually be based in fact. You don't want to lie about something like that, because then that takes the validity of your persona completely away. Your persona could be based on facts about you or someone that may have created a product for you that you're selling. Now, when you outline your story, you need to be as specific as you can while leaving out the important details, like, of course, where you live. You can give a city, but you don't want to put an address. Or if you do put an address, you want to use a P.O. box. If you're going to use a phone number, you have to be very careful. This is something you have to be very cautious about. Now, the main place to use your persona would be through social media. Twitter, MySpace, Facebook, YouTube. There are different software products I actually own. I have one that changes my voice. Look up voice changer software in Google. It was one of the first results. I even have a software that will animate images. You can get that through, it's actually called Crazy Talk. Do a Google search for Crazy Talk video software. So that allows me to animate images and keep my face out of the marketing, which allows me to do a lot of the marketing myself without large expense. Now, then I take my software, the Internet Marketing Revolution. Again, do a Google search if you're interested in finding more about it. And I blast out my content all over the place, and then I have traffic coming in for my business. Very simple, nice and easy. So what I'd like to do now is give you an example. And to get that example, go to the immortalinternetmarketing.com blog, which is at immortalinternetmarketing.com, and you'll look for the post with the video and audio podcast. In fact, there's a video that I put together yesterday that I'm posting along with this audio that has a 30-minute seminar presentation, some green screen video, and some really fun stuff. And I'm talking about JV Alert there. So these actually kind of go together. Very different topics, but they're both in the same post. That's where you can find this example. Now, the reason that I use this as an example is that I know the individual that's doing it. He's one of my closest friends. And the name on his product is Anonymous Adams. And he's interviewing multimillionaires. I've listened to the audios, and I definitely recommend the product, which is why there's a link. So while you're looking at the persona-based marketing, what I want you to do is consider the product, of course. Killer information from true multi-millionaires. So definitely worth taking a look at as far as the product is concerned. Now, very easy. Go to immortalinternetmarketing.com, watch the video. You're already listening to the audio. And click the link and check it out for yourself. See how he's using personas. And take some notes, my friends. So on that note, we're all set. Thank you very much for checking out our audio podcast. And we look forward to sharing more video with you next week from the Underground Seminar, which I'll be at this weekend. If you're going to be there, be sure to say hello. Thanks, and make it a killer week. Knowledge never dies.